One, two, three. This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University, and we're back. We've been here at the book festival in Los Angeles, USC, all weekend. We're having amazing guests. I'm a psychologist, author, and speaker, and every week we talk about how to love yourself, others, and a higher nature. We've having some amazing guests, and right now we have a gentleman that's very interesting and is going to give us a lot of good tips. His name is Jess Ponce. He's a certified media coach here in Hollywood. He works with people to show up as the best version of themselves. He has over 20 years in television. He's worked with over 2,500 celebrities, interviewed them, and worked with 1,500 TV hosts, experts, authors, and spokesperson. He does coaching for Disney, Universal, and the Ritz-Carlton. He speaks internationally throughout Asia, and is the author of Everyday Celebrity. Welcome, Jesse, to the show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Actually, I thought you said Jess, because your dad is Jesse.
Yes, so but you know what? People call me Jesse, too.
Okay, well, we're going to get you going. So you have some really interesting things here about how to be an everyday celebrity, how to be a celebrity in your own life, mm-hmm. and have value and importance. Now, you talk about the inside-out approach to this. What does that mean?
So the inside-out approach, essentially that when you look at the world of Hollywood, which is where I began my career, a lot of people just think about the mechanics of the exterior, how you look, how you speak, whether or not you have confidence by posture. And what I've learned is that it's an inside out job, that internally, what you think and feel about yourself, because the very first conversation all of us have every day is with ourselves. It's that internal dialogue. So what are you saying to yourself? Are you feeling like you need to be something you're not? And so the idea that the inside out is like, you know, to look at that internal dialogue and to get a sense of what am I communicating to myself? How am I shortchanging myself? And the idea of self-promotion doesn't need to be a negative thing, even though we have some very negative concepts about it with people who are modeling stuff. It can be very positive if you look at it from a positive light within.
Yes. Now, Jesse, can everyone be a celebrity and be famous, or is that just for the ones that have a calling?
Well, I think the idea is that all of us are under the spotlight in different ways every day in our lives, whether it is at work, whether it is with a loved one, whether it is in the community. And in very many ways, we are celebrities. And what we think is that because we're not on TV or we're not on the big screen or in a Broadway musical, that we don't have the same impact or the same influence. The center of the book is about my grandmother, right? And so my grandmother, Grace Garcia, was an immigrant from Mexico, and she was a celebrity in my community. And the reason being is because not only because when she cooked tortillas and beans and the people that came to see her, but that she was literally a grandmother to everybody. And so when you said, you know, Grace Garcia, everyone's like, oh, we know Grace Garcia. Very similar as if we said, hey, Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
This local celebrity was the woman that people went to talk to.
Now you mentioned Oprah Winfrey, and you told me that you actually worked with her. And tell me about that.
Okay, so Oprah Winfrey was by far my favorite interview. And so as a producer, I'm the one who prepares the on-air host to do something. And when Oprah showed up, she was everything that you thought she would be. Because, you know, in reality, and you've met different celebrities, is that sometimes our idols disappoint, and she did not.
So what was she everything that you thought she would be?
She was kind, considerate, and she was grounded. You know, you're talking about, at the time, one of the most powerful women in the world, who is very influential, a media mogul, a very bright, powerful woman. And, you know, sometimes people like that don't make time to make eye contact or to be personable or to be connected. But she literally went up to everyone, addressed them, remembered their name, and said, hey, let's all take a picture. And thank God that she said that, because I don't know if I would have the picture to prove that I was with Oprah.
That's amazing. So she always shows empathy to people and compassion.
Yes.
So that is an internal nature. And you saw that authenticity.
Yes.
So I'm thinking that to be really a celebrity, you need to be authentic to yourself and express that.
Yes.
Now, some people are a little darker, maybe in the personality, a little sarcastic, but is it okay to be that? Do you need to be yourself, or do you need to monitor yourself?
I think what I like to advocate is that people show up as their best self. In those moments when you know that you need to create impact, to create influence, or to make an impression. So if you are sarcastic, think about, does that translate well? Is there maybe a story and context that I need to share more? So and in that regard, if there is context or sharing, I would say speak more to that. But there are other times when people are like, don't feel confident inside, and so they're over-explaining something, and so they repeat themselves, and it's those moments when you say, okay, pull back, say less. Okay.
So you can monitor a little bit of your natural personality, you're saying.
Yes.
But you still want to be that nature, in a sense.
Absolutely.
Because I think comedians can be very sarcastic, and they're funny, right? And they come out good, right?
Uh-huh.
But other people are more softer, and they're compassionate, and they can't be comedians.
And you hit a great thing that I happened to highlight in the book, and that was the comparison between two people who have since passed that I absolutely loved interviewing. Wow. One was Robin Williams, and the other was Rosa Parks, and this was years ago.
Oh, wow.
And so each of them showed up powerfully in their own way.
Yes.
Robin Williams.
Was he sarcastic or?
He was amazing. At first, he was
very gifted.
Yes. So you could see the wheels turning before he even spoke.
Right.
Then he spoke, and he was ridiculous, and you know, out of his seat, being crazy with how he interacted.
Yes.
Rosa Parks, on the other hand, looked at you, was very deliberate, very soft-spoken.
Kind of spiritual.
Yeah, and then just had this presence about her. But when she said things, it landed like a ton of bricks.
That's powerful. How about I heard Andy Kaufman was kind of very interesting. Do you remember that guy?
Yes, I remember him.
He had little characters. But he was really becoming these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes there's a fine line between mental illness and genius. Have you ever seen that in celebrities? Like, you don't know if they're a little bit mentally ill?
Well, you know, I think in hindsight, you know,
Robin Williams was unfortunately mentally ill, right?
What's that?
Robin Williams had manic depression.
Yeah, so like when, you know, I look back and look at the exchange that I had with him during that, and this is like an hour, so obviously I didn't get to spend a whole day with him.
Right.
There were signs there. I think all of us, you know, after a while, if you're in tune with people and you're listening to them, you can get a sense of what's
going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something inside.
Yeah. Something inside. You know, a qualified person like yourself can be able to identify exactly what's going on.
Right.
But I think for the rest of us, we get a sense. Our gut tells us something. We know, hey, this isn't right.
Right. So, Jesse, let's say that we have people listening today, and they want to become a celebrity in their own life, you know, in a positive way, maybe to help people or to be the best. So let's hear about some ideas or maybe tips. I know you probably have a lot of these. You talk about something called the A factor and something called clarity, confidence, and charisma.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about each of those.
Okay, so let me start with the three C's. So clarity, confidence, and charisma. So these three C's I discovered in the best celebrity interviews that I had.
Yes.
In people who really had sort of that connection, something that was authentic, something that they could share. So clarity was the first key because they knew why they were there. They were there to promote a product, but they were also there to share something about themselves. They were self-revealing. So they were deliberate and they were clear. They weren't, in essence, just thrown into a situation where they were unaware of what the ultimate outcome was going to be. Confidence is the second key, and I think confidence has two components. A lot of people think that confidence is just about being able to stand firmly with your feet in the ground and be able to articulate something like, you know,
Shakespeare.
And it's not, you're not acting, right?
Yes.
But confidence, I believe, is stemmed in two things. One is the belief in your subject matter. So you are a subject matter expert. The second is understanding its value to your audience. So when we speak about ourselves, if we have that internal dialogue that says, oh, I don't know if I'm valuable, I don't know if I'm just doing this job, I don't know if people are relating to me as me, you have to be certain about that, because until you're certain about that, you don't know if that's valuable to somebody else.
It's important because you're talking about the essence of the celebrity, you know, the inner belief in yourself, the value. Let's say you don't have that. I mean, I work a lot with shy and introvert people. I'm kind of shy myself in some ways. So how do you teach people to have the inner value of what they have to offer?
Well, and that leads us to the third C, which is a great timing for the question, because charisma is exactly that shining, unique you that comes from within. And shining, unique you is actually the title of the book in Mandarin.
Oh, man, you have the Chinese version.
Yeah, right here. Isn't that very cool?
That is crazy.
Yeah, so.
So how did this, you said you worked with Jeremy Lin or something like that? Or?
Jeremy Lin. No, I actually didn't work with Jeremy Lin, but he was one of the examples that the Chinese audience was able to relate to.
Uh-huh.
And in doing the work in China, I was given an opportunity to write the book, which I did in English, and then it was published in Mandarin first.
Okay.
And one of the things about charisma is that there is that shining, unique you that you can harness. And in those moments when you want to be deliberate, you can let that come forward. So not everybody needs to be big and bold and powerful. Some people can be sincere, kind, and thoughtful. Sincere, kind, and thoughtful, those three qualities make up what I call a CQ, your celebrity quotient. And all of us have a different CQ. a different three qualities that we can identify our brand ourselves with.
Okay.
So for example, you're smart, you're helpful, mm-hmm. and incredibly powerful in your delivery of what you do.
Right.
Me, I'm witty sometimes. I am charismatic in my own way,
yes.
and thoughtful. Ah. So my three C's are different than your three C's. Mm-hmm. So when it comes back to an introvert,
right.
you don't have to be anything else,
ah.
but you can look at the innate nature that you have
right.
and lean into that.
It's beautiful, I like that. So finding your inner power and then expressing it, your inner talent. In Spanish, we call it a don, which means a gift from God.
Yes.
Well, don divino,
yes.
you may have heard that term.
Yes.
So finding your don and expressing your don.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people are afraid to use their don. They don't believe that they have enough of it, or that they really can express it. So the first steps is these three things. What's next? Now you talk about the A factor. Is that something else?
Yeah, so the A factor is this idea that there are three things. Now, so clarity, confidence, and charisma is about an essence, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about a nature. It's about that internal thing that you have inside and being able to identify and deconstruct
mm-hmm.
how you can be or how you can show up.
Yes.
The A factor is the delivery of that. It's based on the audience. So every audience you speak to is going to be different. So for example, if you were going to be on Good Morning America, it would be a different audience than if you're going to be on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Different people, different approaches.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, we learned at an early age that the way we spoke to our brother and sister was very different than how we spoke to our parents.
Yes.
Why? Because we identified that the audience wanted
wow.
something different from
mm-hmm.
us. That same thing we can do in our daily lives.
Uh-huh.
The second A is the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So the agenda is really interesting because when I work with celebrities on promoting a project, we definitely know that I want them to be able to say some things that are going to either further their career or further their project. They have to go in with this idea, what is it that I want to talk about?
Yes.
Not necessarily scripted, but bullet points.
Yes.
Likewise, if you were going to go talk to your boss or somebody, you need to have an agenda of like, oh, I want to be able to address these two things.
Right.
At the same time, the person that you're speaking to, the audience member, mm-hmm. has his or her own agenda.
Right.
So for example, you and I are having an exchange right now. You want to make sure that you get certain information out of me that is going to be relevant to your audience and to your brand.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, I want to be able to share some things that I think are good. So we meet in the middle with our agendas.
Right.
At the end, the call to action is the end result that you want.
Mm.
For yourself, you want to create this great product and to get more people to listen to you, more people to know more about you, and to create more work in the world that's very positive, right? For myself, I want to take this opportunity to meet somebody new who is an author who I think I have some aligned ideas with and to see how our relationship can build.
Yes.
So our call to action is slightly
wow.
different, but we meet in this wonderful exchange.
Well, Josh, you're thinking far ahead. I didn't know you had all these ideas. I thought we were just chatting here for a couple of minutes.
Yes.
Something.
Yes.
So basically, a little more strategic is what you're thinking.
Yes, yes.
Because I'm a little spontaneous, so I can go into something, you know, just enjoying and, you know, expressing positive energy. But you're saying it has to be more than that. It has to be strategic analysis.
Well, I think, yeah, I think, and you know, for me, I was giving a professional context that I think that is strategy.
Yes.
I do think that in any conversation that we have, there is a certain amount of strategy. You know, am I going to go up and am I going to talk to the girl?
Right.
You know, what do I say?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's sort of a little human nature.
Right. But if you want to be a celebrity and actually be on television or radio or whatever it is, you need to know what you're going to say and why you're going to say it. What's the idea behind this?
Well, I think that if you are going to be a celebrity who's going to be on TV or a film, you've worked really hard at your craft. And
right.
so that is a combination of networking, it is taking classes, it is getting the right look, it is working out, it is dressing the right way. So all of those things, you've done everything within your control.
Right.
Whatever happens after that is left up to the TV gods in the world. I think where I step in is that what the actor wants to do is a job. Any one of us wants to do a job.
Yes.
So the same things and same attention that actors play to their own brand, to their own mission and purpose,
yes.
are the same things that any of us can do. So the celebrity angle is true and it's fascinating, but the point is that there are inherent skills that all of us can utilize and practice to
right.
make our world
yeah,
better.
Yeah, because the whole idea of being an everyday celebrity, that's kind of bringing it to a very personal level, right?
Yes.
It could be in relationships, dating, work situations, family situations. You're
yes.
saying that. And you talk about this quotient, the CQ, which is celebrity essence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is possible to raise your celebrity essence.
Yes.
Is there any measure, like, can you say you have 50% celebrity essence? Is there any kind of measurement score?
No,
That'd be kind of cool to put a test in there or something, right?
No, and it's so great because in the book, we describe what is your CQ, and there is a way to measure it.
Well, there is.
But it's not necessarily, you know, scientific, like
right.
ENTP.
Subjective or something.
Yeah, it really is, I'm going to test this out.
Ah, okay.
And so in our workshops, we have a way to be able to test that out where you want to get a 12 or higher.
Okay.
And that's a 12 out of 15.
What are some of the questions, by the way?
Well, some of the things are, you know, what we do is we have you identify those three qualities that you think are part of your CQ.
Yes.
And then we get you to speak in front of the audience, and they also get to experience you, and they basically judge you. On a 1 to 5 scale,
okay.
How do you land on this?
For each of the three?
Yes, for each of the three.
So there's 15 maximum total?
Yes.
So 12 and above is like a celebrity IQ?
Yeah, like a win.
Okay, and then below that is like, what's the 10 to 15 is average?
What you need to do at that point if you're below is like something's not working here. What word, what identifier am I trying to be something I'm not?
Oh.
So it really is a prompt to look at how you're choosing to show up.
Okay.
And I think there's a great distinction between choosing how to show up versus being something you're not.
Ah, okay. Tell me about that.
So I think, like, when we have an opportunity to not only make the date, right,
yes.
and, you know, begin to develop a relationship, we get to a point where we land and say, okay, are we compatible? Where do we meet?
Right.
And so we may show up as our best selves, but if we show up as something we're not, we're going to lose that momentum.
Mm, sure.
And there are moments and times when we may not show up as our best selves, but we're still who we are, and you take the best parts and you build on that.
Okay. So do the best you can at the moment that you're there, because sometimes people attack themselves, you know, mentally, like, they criticize themselves.
Yes.
So learning how to have self-compassion, you know, forgiving yourself for so-called mistakes, you know, social blunders.
Yeah.
Like the first time you screw up at a speech or mess around, you know, and then you feel bad, right? But then you keep going forward, you're saying.
Yes.
And keep improving. So it is possible to raise this celebrity quotient, you're saying.
Yes.
More and more. You know, and I do have a great idea here. I have my producer, Reggie, here.
Hey, Reggie.
Let's introduce him to the show. And Reggie is a young man that has a lot of potential capabilities.
Okay.
But he does have shyness and issues with, you know, meeting a woman, for example, that is good for him. He is functionally autistic, and he's done amazing in getting education and things like that, but he's never really had a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Reggie, you and I have a standing bet. What was that bet that we have?
That if I could meet a girl and get a date with her, that he would cover up my date, like, up to $100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And...
Not yet, Reggie.
Yeah,
right?
We've been trying. I'm looking.
Well, we've been trying. I mean, he had a couple of close calls. One woman, I guess, canceled at the last moment.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with Reggie. Let's help him out today. Let's give him a Reggie transformation a little bit.
Okay.
What would you start? I mean, can we do something with his fashion?
Well, Reggie, I think you look great.
Thank you.
The way and the reason why you look great is you're comfortable.
I'd like to think I'm comfortable.
Now, don't be too nice. What can we improve them?
Well, you know, because I, you know, your being comfort tells me that you're wearing something that, you know, you're not trying to put on something you're not, and we're here, and it's outside. In terms of style, you know, the one thing I was thinking is that the actual Hawaiian print might be a little dated. And then, if not, I may be dating myself. Not that Hawaiian prints are ever... bad,
yeah.
But it's what type of Hawaiian.
Because
there's all kinds of different things. So I guess my question would be for you, when you feel like you are being successful in getting the attention of the opposite sex, what is it that you're doing? What sort of self-awareness do you have about that?
That's a good question.
Yeah, very good question. I think it feels like after like a high point or something, you know, like maybe I did karaoke, I sung the song really well, or maybe it came out of a movie, I really enjoyed it, I was like, oh, this is really good, I feel really good, and then maybe I'll start talking to somebody there, a girl there, and then just like start chatting up or whatever, and I'll just go from there, like, and maybe they detect that confidence, that comfort, and they buy into it, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, it's possible.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that, you know, if we were working together in terms of I was coaching you to... although I'm not a relationship coach, but if I was trying to help you show up as your best self in terms of the context in this moment when you're being a celebrity on a date, you're trying to garner the attention because you're under the spotlight, is to look at the moments and to put yourself in situations where you're having wins.
So Jesse, what again is the moment? What makes you feel happy or successful when you are successful?
Well, like, like I said, when I have like a high point, like succeed at something, a really big success, maybe like I said, like singing karaoke, doing a song well, watching a movie, and it being really going really.
Are you funny? Can you make a woman laugh?
I've done it before, yeah. On occasion.
That's good, right?
Yeah, so, like that, yeah.
So I think that, you know, right now I could identify one of your CQ is that you're witty, right? So that you're attentive and that you also enjoy entertainment.
I do.
Yeah, so, you know, if we were to put those together, is that you're attentive, you are witty, and you're a fan of pop culture.
Yeah,
so those are like three identifiable qualities that we can say this describes you. So think about if you were putting a personal ad out, that's what you would say.
So, Jesse, what you're saying is you first identify the positive qualities a person has when they felt more successful. And if you look at it further, you said change the Hawaiian shirt, right? Put on like something like a khaki shirt. What kind of shirt would you say?
A different type of Hawaiian shirt, a more contemporary one that
different
looks
type.
Like
okay.
like something that might have been.
Now, would
my
you
grandfather's?
Get the take off the facial? would you take off the facial hair, shave the head, or ponytail? What do you think?
No, I think it works, and I will tell you why. Because you seem comfortable in it, and I even noticed. So you know, part of what I do for a living is I size people up a little bit when I have to have an exchange with them, and I was like, okay, well, this guy's in charge, but he's also a friend. I'm here at, you know, USD, and I'm looking, well, is he a student? Is this, and I, who is this guy? And so I can get a sense of looking at you and your crew, is that, no, if you are students, you're actually very professional students, and more likely you're not, you're people who are working and have been studying this field. So that said, your appearance, especially in the context of LA, did not put me off at all. Made me feel very comfortable.
Wow, that's pretty cool. You're a man of mystery, Reggie, you're saying, right? He didn't know if you were a student or a professor when you walked in. Now, how would you put him on the score of the Q you're saying? Would it be a 5, a 10, a 3?
Well, I think it depends, right? So if we were to go back to and say that he is witty, he is attentive, and he is a pop culture fan, and I can find a better word for that, he's contemporary, right? Mm-hmm. Those, I think you would score at least a 3.5, right? Because just sizing you up, I'm identifying those things for each one of those. Now, if you were to sit there and say that I want to be somebody who is funny, I want to be somebody who is powerful, and I want to be somebody who is sexy, right? Those three qualities do not describe you.
So,
you were to choose those as your CQ, I would say, dude, we need to go back.
Okay, so you need to do a little work on the sexy part.
Yeah.
Okay. But Jesse, you said something about there's a question that people are asked that determines your CQ.
Yeah.
Let's ask them the question. What is the question?
Well, no, so the please describe yourself and a perfect scenario.
I'm going to go off of what you said, like a witty, attentive, confident, and just ready for whatever comes my way, and just like able to shrug anything off, you know, something goes bad, like say like something like this right now, like for a technical difficulty, I'm like, okay, well, I gotta do this and just fix it, you know, and then afterwards, like, all right, well, it's a party, you know.
All right, question number two, just
well, how describe for me your perfect date.
Well, there'll be a lot of talking, just really getting to know the person, kind of seeing where, really opening up, seeing what their values are, what they want to do, and just like really reaching a level of trust and understanding. I mean, maybe you could go to like the movies or out like to a club or whatever and dance or whatever, but I feel like the big thing for me is like the connection, you know, knowing I can make that connection.
And just the final question.
Why would a woman want to date you?
Well, I'm smart. I'm smarter than most people. I'm diligent, I'm a hard worker, I'm ambitious, I'm a problem solver, and I'm honest. I'll be honest with them, you know?
You said you're honest, Reggie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't take cookies from the cookie jar?
maybe once or twice.
All right, so you're honest, okay. Well, just based on that, what is his IQ, his CQ score?
Well, you know, I would say that I think based on the things that we were talking about before, that you're witty, attentive, and let's say contemporary, I didn't see a whole lot of that. I would say that you're probably below a 12.
Okay, so what will be a number?
Let's say 11.
Or lower than that? Or?
No, I would, because it's a combination of each one. So let me take each one in its order. This is a little different than how we normally do it, so I'm trying to adjust it as best as possible. So your first one is witty. I think your witty was at, let's say, a 3. So I'll give you a 3 for that. So that's on a score of 1 to 5. The second one was attentive. I would say that would probably be at a 2.5, middle of the road. Contemporary, I would say that probably was at a 2.
Are you crying, Russell? Are you okay?
No, I mean, I'm like, yeah, I see it.
Okay. And the reason why, and I will tell you the reason why, is that you didn't tell me stories. You described things. And I think when you show up, you don't want to say, hey, I'm funny. You want to tell me a funny story. And so the way that I engaged you when you weren't on before, when we were, you didn't know the destination or that you were being scored, you showed up differently. And in this context, I think you were a little self-conscious. And that happens to all of us when we have to go on, right? And part of the idea of everyday celebrity is that we are always under a spotlight. What we can learn from celebrities is that they know they're always on. Some do it well and some don't.
Okay, so that's from the first question, Jess, or is that from all three questions?
From all three questions. That's an assessment.
Oh, I see. So you just assessed him on all three.
Yes, so that I was able to get an exchange with him.
Okay, so the smart, diligent, and honest, did that count for anything?
Smart, diligent, and honest.
Isn't that attractive to women, for example?
I think they would be very attractive to a woman, but what I didn't, he didn't show up in that way.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think that when you said something, what was the third one there?
Ambitious. Something honest, like you don't
steal. Honest. Yeah. So honest, I could see in your face, like, there was something very sincere about you.
Yes.
And then you said something about the cookie jars. Now, I would love to know, and I would have loved to have heard something about, what is it about the honesty? Because women, you know, have been hurt. They've been jerked around. That was what I was beginning to feel. And if you had shared a story, we would be fighting women off right now.
Okay. So, do women really want the nice guy? See, he falls into the nice guy, the friend thing.
Yeah.
And then I guess the attraction, you know, it's hard to get them into that. So just give him a couple of tips. How can he transform that? Do you want to be a little more sexier and more attractive to women?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So what can we do with that?
So I think the honesty is your strength. So don't forget that. Share that. Share stories. So that takes care of the friend category. Boom.
Like there was a lost dog in the street and it belonged to my neighbor and I took it back.
Right. And that goes back to the attentive thing that we were talking about. Where I think that you could become sexier is it's play into the wittiness.
Wow.
Also find shared interest. And that's where when you talk about karaoke and you talk about movies, say, you know what? Don't just go after a woman because she's pretty. Go after her because you have shared interest. Because you're somebody who likes the pop culture things. I love karaoke, right? There are people who don't. And so you want somebody who, and it may not be exactly karaoke, but it may be something that either she's open to karaoke, or that she likes karaoke, or that she's not scared of doing something uncomfortable, because that's what karaoke is all about. So I think that's where I think you will find that you're more sexy is the type of person that you're going after or that you're attracted to.
That's wonderful advice. You got to buy the new Hawaiian shirt, find the girl's dog, and then sing with her tonight. Okay?
That's a win.
How do you feel about that?
That sounds pretty good to me.
Well, Jess, this has been amazing, you know, that you've been able to take this young man into a new dimension just by a little bit of conversation.
Yeah.
And you can do this to a lot of people.
Yes.
You're a coach as well.
Yes.
So I'd love to have you on again on the show. This is really good.
I can see
we can help shy people, introvert people really transform.
Yeah.
And this is amazing for business and for love.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Now, where can we hear more about you and maybe your products and things?
Yes. Oh, well, thank you very much. So there are two websites that you can go to. First one is jessponce.com. Mm-hmm. It has a little bit about what I do in terms of coaching. And then the branding work that I do, which is more in the professional realm, is Media2x3, and that is Media2x3.com. Mm. And that has a lot more to do with the branding and professional work that I do.
I also like that you're very positive with Reggie. You focus on his positive qualities.
Yes.
To enhance his, you know, his nature. And that's the key, right? To find that positivity first.
Well, yes, to play into strengths, because I believe that if we can turn that internal dialogue that we started about in the first part of this interview and tell ourselves things that we can work with, it's better to live in the yes than the no.
I love it. So, Red, it's been wonderful to have you on the show, Jess. Definitely want to have you back, and we want to collaborate with you. This is Dr. Alex Avila. If you have any questions about today's show, please write to us at lovetypeforyou@aol.com. That's LOVE. TYPE, the number 4, letter U at AOL. Visit us at loveuniversity.love. And again, go see Jess, right? If you want to transform yourself, your image, your makeover. I mean, I think being a celebrity it's really about finding the importance in yourself, right? Having value, yes. You know, having love for yourself, because we talk about loving ourselves, others, and a higher nature. So the love for yourself is very important.
Yes.
Thank you, Jess, for being on the show. Everyone, Love University.
Thank you very much.
Please put away your books, notepads, pens. And I think they're waving at us right now, so they want us to get on. But we're always going to be back. Dr. Avila.